Aircheckdownloads.com.
Your smiling face. James Taylor. You gotta keep the best side out. I often hear you bemoan the lack of the full English. Oh, don't be talking. As we already have established beyond reasonable doubt, there's one favorite of the kitchen here, and that your esteemed producer is often far too busy to go downstairs to the BBC soup kitchen and get you something to alleviate the hunger pangs. Well, Frank says there's a German restaurant come up with a solution. It's done away with waiters and all food. Oh, no, and all food, which is ordered by computer, is delivered by an automated system. But should they had that in Star Trek years ago? Make it so. And down it would come. A plate of Thai bean shoots or whatever you wanted. All you had to do is tell the computer, I'll have an Ulster fry. And down it would come. Just think, every time you feel a bit peckish, all you've got to do is press a button and it gets delivered to your desk. You don't even have to get up or leave a tip. The only drawback I can see is if John Marsh is in the... Oh, exactly. Every morsel winging its way to the newsroom. No one else to get a look in. This is Debarge. No, it's not. Nothing to do with John Marsh's boat. You can lean them all behind. At Debarge. Dance until the rhythm of the night. Now then... 88 to 91 FM, online, on digital, Radio 2.
BBC News, the headlines at 8:30. Otherwise, there will be sunny spells. Those are the headlines. Morning. 88 to 91 FM.
Must get on. Sorry.
Oh.
Pressing forward. No time for dwelling. BBC Radio 2. People building up their parts. We're on a tight ship here. We don't go around in circles in the marina. Ruby, Kaiser Chiefs. I heard you mention Barrowland, Boyd. Yeah, we're brought up on the better side of Glasgow. Well, it's my good friend Jock. He's not his real name, you understand. Always told me, the better side of Glasgow, that'll be Edinburgh. Yes, I heard somebody referring to the Paddies. The other day. Oh, London Irish. Hey, I want you all to come to Twickenham. The Paddies will be there. Excuse me. We don't like being called Paddies, all right? Any more than Scots like being called Jocks. Is it true? I don't know, Boris. Is it true? My picture is on a tram stop in Blackpool? Yes, it is. What am I doing on a tram stop in Blackpool? And the Ginger Winter is up there. I don't know. I've never watched EastEnders, but listening to you going on something alarming about it, I thought I'd give it a go. Well, all I can say is after 15 minutes of shouting and screaming and men in drag appropriately called butcher, I decided there was only one thing to do. So you jumped in the fish pond and ended it all, did you, Lolly? It's as good a way to go as any. He began the day talking about those cookery blokes on the telly. The cookery blokes, there's plenty of them. And there's cookery girls as well. How dare you leave Delia out of the mix? Why does nobody tell them to get their act together and think about their carbon footprint? Ah, Graham Scott. There's little talk of carbon footprints in the kitchen. These chaps spend ages cooking up some concoction and eventually create half a teaspoonful of something made out of a hate cheek or something that they then stick in the middle of a 12-inch plate. They can easily fit what they make on a saucer. Yes, but modern British food requires that you have huge plates, usually made out of slate. But anyway, they could put it on a saucer, which would mean less washing up. Ah. Now, in the present, Mrs. Scott uses a 12-inch plate. She fills it until the gravy is almost overflowing. Does her gravy move? That's the thing. And the Yorkshire puds hanging over the side. That's efficiency for you, using the plate to capacity. It justifies the washing up of a large plate, hot water, washing up liquid. So either... get them to share a plate, or downsize to a saucer. I'll put it to Jenny. By which I mean I'll ask her. Okay?
AirCheckDownloads.com.